In Beijing, Russian President Vladimir Putin became the first recipient of China's Order of Friendship, marking a high point in bilateral ties. President Putin arrived ahead of the multilateral Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. His Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping conferred the medal, which was constituted by the Chinese National Assembly 2 years ago and is the country's highest order of honor.
Respected President Putin, friends, today we host a grand and solemn ceremony to an old friend of the Chinese people, a true friend, the President of the Russian Federation. We confer the Order of Friendship of the People's Republic of China.
Also referring to Putin as his own best and most intimate friend, President Xi said the two countries had agreed to increase mutual support and deepen strategic cooperation in the face of what he called a complex international situation. Earlier in the day, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying referred to the high quality and special nature of the Sino-Russian relationship. While leaders have given no specifics, analysts agree the two countries need to be moving closer together.
It is true that recently we are seeing a shift or trend in a certain direction. America wants to fight a trade war with China, and friction in the South China Sea has been increasing. America has also stepped up sanctions against Russia, especially since the crisis in Ukraine and Syria. So I think we can say that America's relations with both China and Russia are worsening.
In a signing ceremony, the two countries agreed to set up a $1 billion fund for the development of industrial, transport and tourism infrastructure in Russia. Aside from economic ties, however, experts agree the main area of increased cooperation should be in defense. Russia and China have staged joint military maneuvers, including exercises in the South China Sea and naval drills last summer in the Baltics. In December, the two militaries conducted missile defense drills, reflecting their common concern about the U.S.'s missile defense program. The full members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization are Russia, China, India, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. Iran and three other Eurasian states attend as observers. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.